Hello, is Patty there?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion
Service.
I can
hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm going to have to go to another phone. I can't hear you with this one. Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can, dear.
All right. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Will you be willing to respond to the survey? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Are you... One moment. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
I will vote. I'm going to vote.
Okay. May I know your age?
82.
82. Okay. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Hispanic, Black?
Yes, white.
Okay. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting for this year's election for president, being 0, not at all motivated, or 10, that you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm extremely motivated.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm going to read your list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay.
Yes.
Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
Yes.
Would you say that you strongly approve?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's done so much for Ohio that I can't see how anybody wouldn't vote for her.
Okay.
She's great.
Thank you. Joe Biden as a president?
Yes.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as a senator?
Oh, he's another one who's wonderful. He's helped so many people.
All right. And Donald Trump as a former president?
Oh, no. Nothing to do with him.
Okay. Would you say strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay.
He's done so many bad things.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you know them. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Again, Donald Trump?
No.
Very unfavorable? Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Very.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur?
Favorable.
Very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Derek Mary?
No, I don't even know who he is.
You don't know? Okay.
No.
All right. Joe Biden?
Very, very, very wonderful. Favorable.
Very favorable. Okay.
Yes.
First Energy?
That's who I have. They're high, but I've got electric, so favorable.
You would say somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. I think they could do, quit being so expensive, yes.
Okay.
I'm all by myself, and I'm... You know, it's hard for me to make things.
I understand. Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
All right. And Republicans in Congress?
I don't like them, so unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay.
Little liars.
All right.
You should call me. Yeah, go ahead.
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robin? Democrat? Okay.
Democrat.
All right. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek
Marcy
Mary?
Marcy
Kaptur. Okay.
Marcy Kaptur.
All right. Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Mary? Or would you say there's no chance you would consider it?
No chance. No chance.
No. Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you a statement for what some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, and then I will give you the options, okay?
Okay.
All right, and thank you for bearing with me. We're almost done.
Good.
Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less look to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely
no.
to vote for her?
No,
no
I'll
difference.
Vote for her. I'll vote for her.
All right. So I will input no difference. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to review other statements, but these are referred to Republican Derek Mary. And then after reading each statement, I will indicate the options. Okay?
Okay.
All right. In the state legislature, Derek Mary supported anti-union laws that drew down wages for workers. As major of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting...
You know what, you're over my head on this, so I'm going to hang up. But use what I told you, what I know, okay? Thank
All right.
you.
I appreciate your time. Have a good day, ma'am.